listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Oh, good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald, and I'm pleased to be here, and we'll be taking a caller in a moment to see what the spirit people have to say to their loved ones. Now, as you probably noticed, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, things are getting a little bit darker out there, a little bit more dreary, and you probably noticed that some people just aren't feeling so happy. And that's perfectly natural this time of year. As someone who works in the spiritualist church and as a minister as well, we do notice that this time of year can be very hard for those out there who have lost loved ones. And they're feeling a lot more alone because their loved ones aren't there to celebrate with them this year. Or, you know, they've lost them a while back and it's bringing back those memories of the times that they had together. So when you see people like that, you want to make sure that we're extra kind to them, you know? Extend a smile, a how are you, or whatever it may be, because it can be very difficult at this time of year for folks. And what I do notice in the spiritualist church and the movement as well is that we do see people coming in who are grieving, and it really brings that out. You know, the holidays can be a joyous time for many, many people, and it can be a lot of fun, and you can have those happy memories. But when it's fresh, when it's just hit, and you know, people are still wondering what's happened to their loved ones. Where are they? Are they still with me? Of course, yeah, we know that they are. But it can be hard to feel that way when you're right in the thick of grief. So keep that in mind as you're going through the days and weeks to come. And now we are going to take a caller. We have Noelle in Prince Edward Island. So let's say hello to Noelle. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Okay. Have you had a reading before? I'm hearing a little bit of trepidation in your voice.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So there's something specific you'd like some help with tonight?
No, not really.
Okay. Now let me get a bead on your spirit people here. If I can continue to have your voice, and we can discuss what they want to tell you. Now,
okay.
Good. Okay. So what the information that I'm getting from them, it's interesting because I'm feeling a little bit of uneasiness with you about something right now, Noelle.
Okay.
Is there a situation that you're kind of, say, on the fence about, but it's, there's something really on your mind?
Well, my health.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it feels what I'm getting from you, the energy from you and what spirit is coming in and saying is that it is something that's giving you some sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Cause it's interesting when you called and I just got that, ooh, oh, feeling there's worry going on with you. And it's almost like this is a multifaceted thing that's happening with you too, because it's like the health issue impacts other things in your life. It's not just the worry about the health. It's about, you know, how it's going to impact finance, how it's going to impact family and things like that. Would that make sense to you, Noelle?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And would it make sense? I know I don't want to put words into your mouth, but this feels like a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
No, And what I'm getting from spirit is they're talking about there's more testing or things coming along for you. That makes sense. There's something that it almost seems like there's machinery in around you. It's medical machinery.
Maybe there is. I don't know.
Okay, because I'm seeing something to do with it's medical machinery. I don't know what it is. I can see it. And they're talking about that there will be some digging into this for you. Now, would this also make sense to you that this has been going on for a while?
A little while.
Yeah, what I'm getting from them is that it's, have you pushed it to the back of your mind? I know this is a big deal for you, but it feels like for a while it was like, okay, somebody is pushing this like off. It's almost as though, how am I getting my words with this one? It's like they weren't taking it as seriously as you needed or wanted them to.
Okay.
And what I'm hearing is that there's going to be that time now where it's going to be dealt with and looked after. Okay. Now, I'm not getting anything about what this is, but what I'm also hearing, Noelle, is you're a lovely, quiet lady. And you don't stir the pot.
Right? Sometimes.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing is that with this, you're going to have to be your own advocate. You're going to have to say, hey, no, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm not going to take this. We need to deal with this situation. And it feels like there is doctor involved. There's medical mm-hmm. people. But what it's feeling is they're finally going, oh, okay. Yeah. We have to deal with this. What I'm also getting is a little bit more of a rounded approach to this, a more holistic approach. It's like, look at all of the little bits and pieces of it rather than, you know, the one symptom or the symptom. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's many things. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing from them is with this for you is it's more of a holistic view. Now, not meaning ignore doctors. Okay. Because spirit very much mm-hmm. wants us to take care of us and knows that we have people on this planet that look after us in this way. And they are wholeheartedly saying they need to be involved, but this is going to be mm-hmm. like a multifaceted approach for you. It's like diet and exercise and other bits and pieces that will come together, as the treatment for you.
Okay.
And it feels like in doing these things as well, outside of just going to a doctor, it gives you a little bit of control, like a feeling of, okay, this is, you know, my body. I have say in this, and I'm taking charge and I'm doing what I can, right? Rather than just going, oh, well, this is the doctor's job. They have to do this. You know, you take on some of that and say, okay, well, I'm doing these things for myself. And sometimes it's easy as just, you know, having time for yourself and making sure that you're looking after your mental health. You know, when you're not well and you're dealing with an illness, it can be very difficult to relax and take that time for yourself. And what they're telling me is that looking after yourself not only means going to the doctor and doing all those things, but knowing when it's time to rest, mm-hmm. knowing when it's time to push, and starting to read your body. It's an interesting thing, Noelle, because what I'm getting from them is this is going to be, it's it's like it's odd to say, but a new beginning for you and how you see yourself. And it's almost going to be a sense of being able to empower yourself this, because you are going to work closely with your medical team, and it's almost like you're going to learn the lingo. Right. You know, there's going to be some things that you're going to have to pick up, and it's, you know, it's a tough one to say that you do your research, and I don't really like that term when where it goes in our society nowadays. But what I feel for you in some of the, you know, looking into this is to understand cause and effect, to say, you know, like when I'm super stressed, then this happens, and you know, that kind of cause and effect, and having an understanding of what this illness actually manifests as when, you know, possibly you don't eat right, or, you know, you don't get enough rest, things like that. And being aware of these things, like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night, so I have to dial it back a little bit. And that's what they're telling me. But, you know, you've got this, and they want to tell you that you have this and you will get this under control. But also use your voice, really use your voice. And what they want to say too is that we are here with you, and call on them as well. You've got a team of people that work with you in healing, and healing comes to the highest and best. We don't know where that's actually going to be delivered as the human soul that's getting it, but they will help you and they will give you that. And sometimes that healing is just to give you that boost to get in there and say, look, I need to deal with this. It's not working for me right now. Help me out. All right. Yep. Does that help?
Yeah, it does.
Good. Good. You'll do well, Noel. You will.
Okay.
All right. May I leave them with you?
Yep.
Wonderful. Yeah. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I hope all is well. So take care of yourself for your holidays, okay? You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
All right. And another reason why too, holidays can be hard is, you know, people who are struggling dealing with health issues, and know that there are people around you that maybe don't express that. So be kind and be courteous to people around you, and give that smile, right? You know, it's the dark days of the winter. As always, my friends, it's been wonderful being with you, and it's wonderful bringing your friends in spirit, and know that they're always with you. Just call them in and ask for their help to the highest and best, and see what they deliver for you, because you'll be very pleasantly surprised at the end what it is they're able to help you with manifest. So have yourself a wonderful evening, morning, afternoon, whatever it is, and take care of yourself and everyone around you.